Welcome into another edition of See What's On. We have a special guest, the Wicked Witch of the West, Geralyn Shattuck.
How are you? It's nice to see you, Dick.
Obviously, we're talking about The Wizard of Oz coming right up at the Waterville Opera House, opening on April 5th.
April 5th,
right up.
7:30.
Now, we want to get right out there with this. We have a special announcement for the little folks who want to see this show, because we have more matinees this time.
Yes, we do. There's usually a second Saturday night show. Our second Saturday is now a matinee at 2.
So there are three matinee shows. They are April 7th, 13th, and 14th at 2 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Don't get confused. And there are family pack tickets available.
Oh, yes.
For the show as well.
Yes, especially for this one. Bring your kids.
Bring your kids. Come see Toto and see not only the Wicked Witch of the West, but all of the other famous characters, Dorothy and so on. We're going to talk more about those characters with Geralyn. Joining us in the studio is none other than the Cowardly Lion.
Roof. Hello. Mandela Gardner here.
Mandela Gardner. Thanks for joining us, Mandela.
Of course. So, thank you for having me.
This is a big cast. We're so excited to be talking about this show. Just hitting some highlights. I understand we have 21 munchkins, and we're not talking about the trip to the local Dunkin' Donuts here. These are real munchkins.
These are real munchkins because they're all smaller than I am.
They're all
except for one.
If you haven't met Geralyn Shattuck in person, please come to the show and meet her, because she's fantastic. She is the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the West.
And right. And she is tiny, but she's not as tiny as the munchkins.
No. And I'm also taller than Margaret Hamilton was.
Oh, see. This is trivia.
By 1 inch.
And if that's not enough, we have at least 4 flying performers in the show.
Yes, we do.
Are you flying?
I am flying.
And how does that feel?
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's like I feel like I'm ready for my Quidditch team now.
Before.
I've never flown before.
Wow.
Except in a plane.
And this is going to be a new thing for you.
This is a very new thing for me.
Okay. And we need to get into the fact that, Mandela, you don't fly.
Oh, no. I'm a little bit too cowardly to fly on the stage this time around. Maybe next time.
Being cowardly, but by the end of the show, you're no longer cowardly, right? Are we telling this story?
Shh. Don't give it away. Don't give it away,
Don't give it away.
Don't give it away.
Not many people know about this story.
But in this cast, we also have some other familiar faces, although maybe not all of them. I bet you haven't met Toto, who is actually Winter the Westie, right?
I have met.
You've met
I have
Toto.
Met
but the
Toto.
Audience hasn't met Toto.
The audience
yet.
Hasn't met Toto, and I don't know why the rest of us are going to be on stage once Toto.
Toto steals the show.
Toto steals the show.
He's perfect.
But Toto can't steal the show from Dorothy. None other than Katie Boston.
Katie Boston. We love Katie Boston.
And she's familiar to the Waterville Opera House stage as well.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Talk to us about some of the other castmates.
You take that, Mandela.
Well, sure. We've got, as you know, we've got Katie Boston. She's a student over at Coney High School down in Augusta.
Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic. We're really, really excited to have her. We've got myself, of course, Mandela Gardner playing the Cowardly Lion. I don't like to toot my own horn, but you know.
You should.
Of course, I'm having a fabulous time. We've got Tim Kroesch, who has been seen on the Waterville Opera House stage a few times. He was just in Fox on the Fairway.
Like at least 1,000 times.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. He's definitely a veteran of the Waterville Opera House. He's playing our Tin Man. As the Scarecrow, we've got our friend Ben, who's newer. He's one of the music teachers at one of the local schools.
Ben Clark.
Yes. He's doing a fabulous job there as well, helping us out with his character work and also some of his musical know-how. That's been really helpful to have backstage and in the rehearsal process as well. Jessica Lake is with us.
Mm-hmm.
She's Glinda the Good Witch.
Okay.
She's also wonderful, wonderful. I had the opportunity, we both had the opportunity, I believe, to perform with her in Hello, Dolly.
I was not in Hello,
oh,
Dolly.
Oh, my mistake.
I was there, but in the audience.
I'm such a veteran for the Opera House. I get my shows mixed up sometimes, you know. But because we were together in the producers about a year ago this month, actually. But Jessica, she was just with us for Hello, Dolly a couple of months ago. Beautiful voice, wonderful actress. We're really excited for what she does character-wise.
Don't forget Bart.
Well, I was going to say, and don't pay any attention. Don't pay any attention to that person behind the curtain.
You're giving it away again.
Gosh, there we go again. But that's none other than...
That's my husband, Bart Shattuck.
The Wizard.
Playing the Wizard and Oz. Ooh.
Ooh, Wizard and Oz.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And we should say that the theatrical rendition of the show is a little bit different than the movie version in that there's more musical numbers, as I understand it.
There is, I believe, just one more musical number.
Yeah, there's definitely one big one. It's called the Jitterbug.
Yes.
That appears, I believe, in the stage show.
It's in the stage show.
But not in the film.
Right.
Well, it was in the film, but it was cut.
It was cut.
Oh, no kidding. What's
yeah.
the deal? Look at you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just a font.
So you really have to come and see the stage version to get the full bomb rendition.
You are correct.
Yeah. A lot of people, no matter what you're familiar with, be it the stage show in the past or the film, you're going to find something that's a little bit fresh and a little bit new for mm-hmm. the production that we have coming up.
And again, let's not forget that we're talking about April 5th coming right up, April 5th, 6th, and 12th at 7:30, and there's three matinees, the 7th, and new this year, a Saturday matinee for the 13th, and again a matinee on the 14th.
Yes, sir.
Because obviously it's the family show.
Of course it is.
And there's family pack tickets.
Yes, there are.
And there's memorabilia to buy.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
So there's everything you can imagine in a show.
Everything you could want.
Yeah. 21 Munchkins, flying performers all over the place, including Geraldine.
Yes.
Your first flying performance.
My first flying. Since I'm now a little too long in the tooth to play Peter Pan, I'm very excited that I get to finally fly.
Next, right?
Oh.
No. Geraldine, why are you laughing?
We'll think of something that flies and we'll put Geraldine in it.
Mandela will be coming back in a future performance to fly in something.
Oh, I certainly hope so. If I have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
I've seen some of the rehearsals that they've done, some of the practice shots that they've had with the rigging. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's fantastic. Well, this is a show you don't want to miss. By all means, come see Geraldine as the Wicked Witch of the West. And Mandela,
yes.
It's a cowardly lion. Give us one more time, the cowardly lion.
Why, I oughta woof, woof,
Fantastic. Well, thank you both for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, get out there and get your tickets now. This is going to be a must-see performance.
We are selling out.
Yes.
Great. Get them now.
Yes.
Get them now.
Hurry.
All right.
Operahouse.org or 873-7000.